Good afternoon and welcome. We're in the final stretch. Welcome to day five and the final session of our Technology Outlook Week. If you've been enjoying this week's sessions, thanks for sticking with us. And if you're joining us for the first time today, welcome. And we hope today's session inspires you to go and check out the rest of the sessions that we had this week. Just to recap Technology Outlook Week, on Monday, Elizabeth Gooding gave a thorough rundown of production inkjet systems. On Tuesday, Pat McGrew provided an encyclopedic look at software and workflow solutions. On Wednesday, Dave Zwang took a deep dive into packaging's transformation. And yesterday, Kara Sherburn and I looked at wide format signage, textiles, and apparel. And archives of all of these sessions, audio and slides, can be accessed on their respective Technology Outlook pages at whatthethink.com. Today's session, sponsored by Ultimate Technographics and Muller Martini, looks at finishing. And I'll be joined in a moment by Trish Witkowski. But first, just our usual housekeeping items. If you've been listening all week, you can probably recite this right along with me. We'll be answering your questions during this 30-minute session. The Q&A box is at the bottom of your screen. Feel free to ask a question. And as always, we will either respond as soon as it is asked or hold it until the Q&A section at the end of this presentation. And also, just a reminder to please type your question in the Q&A box rather than raising your hand, because I still do not know how that works. We try to keep these sessions to 45 minutes, so any questions we do not get to in the time allotted will be answered offline and posted on the What They Think Technology Outlook page for this session. This session is also being recorded, and you will be able to download today's presentation, slides, and audio, as always, which should be up on the webinar archive by the end of business today. All right, we are sponsored today by Ultimate Technographics. Ultimate Bindery by Ultimate Technographics resolves the bottlenecks in the finishing department. It validates your jobs for finishing, eliminates make ready, and links prepress workflow to finishing to achieve full end-to-end automation. Many leading printers around the world use Ultimate Bindery for high product quality and customer satisfaction to move specialized labor to high-value tasks and get a better bottom line. For more information, visit imposition.com/software/bindery. And we thank Ultimate Technographics for helping us bring this session to you today. And now, to talk about the latest and greatest in finishing is Trish Witkowski. Off you go, Trish.
Thanks, Richard. Great to be here today with everyone. I actually have a lot to share, exciting stuff. So I'm just going to take off running. There is so much going on in finishing. So I'm focusing on automation today. And by automation, I want to clarify that if we just think about automation from a machine make-ready standpoint, we could miss a lot of other opportunities. In fact, overall process control appears to be the new definition of automation. Things like eliminating worker injury, removing or combining process steps, internal quality management of machines, identifying and automatically rejecting bad product while the machine stays running. All of these things are really important. However, we're faced with a lot of challenges today. The talent pool of labor is getting smaller, whether it's disinterest from younger people or the talent pool aging out of the industry. Amazon is now competitive. They're competing with us for labor, which is also a draw for people. Social distancing in the age of COVID is changing the way we can work. The idea of just throwing a bunch of people at a task is becoming a real challenge under new requirements that don't seem to be going away anytime soon. Humans aren't built to keep up with high volume production, lifting, twisting, bending. So there's a lot of limitations to the human body that we're dealing with. And also just high touch finishing tasks. A lot of these tasks just involve a lot of, human interaction. And so how do we change that? I wanted to bring your attention to this first. This is a recent key point intelligence info trends survey of 120 print service providers in the US and Canada. I want you to focus on the top two differentiators for print finishing, quick turnaround and quality. Both of these things are really driven by automation and by the high-speed machines being allowed to actually run at their highest speeds. So with that in mind, let's get going. My first category that I chose to focus on is robotic assistance, kind of an exciting category. So let's start with a high-speed folding machine. This is the Heidelberg Stahl Folder 82P. And this uses their push-to-stop technology for the highest outputs. This one is 16,000 sheets per hour or 4 to 5 stacks per minute. This has the ability to produce different signatures or jobs of similar formats and folds all on a single pallet without any touch points. It's completely barcode driven, initiates job changes, no slip sheets between jobs. So exciting technology, moves at a high speed. But here's the problem. The physical workload of the operator becomes the issue. So if you're looking at 16,000 sheets an hour, that's 4 to 5 stacks a minute, which means the operator physically and psychologically can't work in such kind of short cycles. It's too much physical movement and precision. And this was a neat comparison Heidelberg sent over. The operator moves one large adult elephant per shift. So that's just a tremendous amount of weight. And so either the speed has to be reduced or an assistant is needed, which is a problem. So this is their stall folder P stacker. And this is a fully autonomous stacking machine. And it's a robot, basically. And it's leveraging the full potential of a high-speed folding machine and reduces the cost of labor all at the same time. So this one offers its nonstop production, 300 packages per hour. Of course, you know, it's not going to mark the sheets or anything. It's totally safe holding, lots of different set-down patterns available, minimal gaps between packages, all things that humans are really challenged to do, especially consistently over long periods of time. So that ability to add the robotics allows the machine to run at its highest speeds, and you get the high speed, the quality, and efficiency. This is called the Kobo Stacker, and this is from MBO. And when they couple this with the palletized feeder, it increases productivity as well, and makes the machine almost completely operatorless for much of the day. So, you know, it's another great example of, you know, how this can work. And this one is an example here is off a high-speed folder, but this also works with perfect binders, saddle stitchers. It's all the same concept of how do you take that output and make it efficient, fast, and nonstop, really. So our industry as a whole is looking for solutions that not only save labor through automation, but that also connect individual systems and form networks. This is a picture of the inaugural Horizon Think Smart Factory 2019 in Kyoto, Japan. And it was one of the most unique trade shows of its kind. There were actually no vendor booths. And the 43,000 square foot show space was transformed into a fully automated working factory from order entry to delivery. Every system was connected through a digital workflow, automatic transport, infeeding and offloading, all incorporated to demonstrate a true smart factory, and people could walk around and just literally watch this entire smart factory do all the work. This is actually a still from a video that was taken last November at the Think Smart Factory event. This was a Standard Horizon event. And this shows a robotic arm loading books into a Horizon BQ270V perfect binder. So you've got this little robotic arm that is just nonstop loading books into a perfect binder. And you just think about what that does for labor and how that all works. It's pretty amazing. And what that robotic arm is really a demonstration of is something called a cobot. And cobots are small collaborative robots, and they're designed to work safely with humans, whereas, you know, large industrial-sized robots have to be fenced. These are unfenced, collaborative robotics that work safely with humans. And I think we're going to see a lot of this in our industry coming up here. And I talked to Don Dubuque, and he was saying that that event was the perfect opportunity to see firsthand how technology, innovation, and end-to-end automation can transform a factory in real time. Cool stuff. So let's move on to book manufacturing. I got a lot of categories to get to today. So this is a Mueller Martini system here. And I was talking to Andy Featherman of Mueller Martini about the process that they use at the company and what really drives their product development. And he was telling me about their finishing 4.0, the finishing of things. It's really their mantra. It's what it has five pillars, and it's really the basis of everything they do. So it involves automation, connectivity, variability, touchless workflows, and hybrid systems. And that's really what they're using as a driver for all of their systems. This is their totally automated barcode-driven workflow system of their Digital Perfect Binder and their Infinitrim 3-knife trimmer. And the Digital Perfect Binder is flexible. It's perfect binds for book binders, offset and digital printers, run lengths 1 to 2,000 copies. And the Infinitrim 3-knife trimmer, also fully variable trimmer for bookbinders, offset, digital, and also 1 to 2,000 copies. So these two marry really well together. And I wanted to show you their hardcover cell configuration. So think fully automated hardcover digital book production. I just didn't think it was possible. This was shocking to me. So this involves end sheet tipping, perfect binding, and trimming, and this is a hardcover cell configuration. It's just brilliant. And so this is actually a quote from Andy talking about how many customers are asking for end-to-end file-to-finished product workflow solutions that intelligently manage production throughout the entire manufacturing process. And so that's really what's driving what they're doing these days. This is a standard Horizon HT300 three-side trimmer, and this has their IceLink technology, and ICE stands for intelligently connected and efficient. And the software builds on Horizon's existing JDF-focused PXNet software offering, but it draws from the Internet of Things. This is another trend I'm seeing, is that the use of Internet of Things. And this has more features like remote connection for support and cloud-based data analysis, all wrapped up into one. And this three-side trimmer features fully automated setup, color touch screen, higher productivity. It's got a really cool, like, unique corner cut capability, optional flap cover trimming, completely automated setup that can be barcode driven. And it's over 35% faster than previous models and can process 1,200 books per hour, or 304 book stacks, if that makes sense. 1,200 books per hour. So very cool. And this three-side trimmer can be easily run in line with the BQ270V or the BQ480 perfect binders for seamless book production. So this is actually from Lance Martin of MBO, and he's talking about the cell style manufacturing. Customers are considering a more cell style manufacturing environment where automated machines are arranged so that a small number of operators can operate multiple machines. And I think this is also powerful. You know, it's interesting that that's kind of the direction we were moving anyway, but when you look at COVID and all of the requirements and social distancing and spacing things out, the idea that fewer people running more equipment just seems to really work with where things are going, not only with the trends in the industry and the way that the machines are networked and used together, but also in what is happening in the world. So it kind of seems to all be on the right pace here. All right, so let's talk about cutting and stacking, next category. Okay, so TechNow was planning on showing a technology demo at Drupa of their coming Stack 1212 system. So this system is based on their established Stack 1010 that breaks sheets up to around 14 by 26 down to a finished page size as small as 4 by 5. The Stack 1212 is designed to pair with the new generation of the sheet-fed B2 inkjet presses. So press sheets up to 20.9 by 29.5 with applications like postcards, marketing materials, letter statements, everything cut and trimmed down to final documents with a cost-effective design and a space-efficient footprint as well. And as you can see, things just come stacked out perfectly out the other end. So sheets in one end, perfect stacks out the other. And Scott from TechNow said that they're really looking to eliminate guillotine labor and associated handling because it could take 20 or more separate cuts on a guillotine to accomplish what this machine does in a single pass. So this is about, you know, reduced errors, improved job integrity, and also keeping the job together in correct order right through the final stacks of output, kind of eliminating any opportunity for human error. And also just talking about guillotines for a second, I could have also done a whole segment on automated guillotine trimmers, joggers, paper handlers. I did an article for What They Think About That a few months back. So I decided to kind of move forward with some other things in this category, but there's some very exciting things going on in automated paper handling for guillotine trimming as well. This machine is pretty cool. This is the Duplo DPC-400 dieless digital die cutter, and it produces short-run packaging, custom-shaped cards and labels without any physical dies required. So it's cutting, kiss cutting, scoring in one pass on a range of substrates. So it can work with paper, laminates, adhesives, synthetic stocks, up to 14 by 20 inches. And the media is actually held in place on the flatbed through a suction zone below the conveyor belt as the tooling head moves throughout the sheet. So this is great for labels, stickers, packaging, prototype designs, sample production, just a really, really neat machine. And I talked to C over at Duplo, and he was saying that they've been backordered on this product every month since Printing United. And so interestingly, the customers they've sold it to are using it for labels, stickers, craft gift boxes, things like that, comps. Most of them are not printers, small corporate companies that do their digital print workshops in-house. So I thought that was pretty fascinating. This one, in kind of in the pharma realm, I thought was exciting. This is a new one from MBO. This is called the SmartPak 100. And this automates the exit end of pharmaceutical production lines. So anybody who, you know, pays attention to pharmaceuticals, you know, there's a lot of those little small folded, you know, pieces. So this unit is definitely more than a machine that places pharma products into trays. It also removes the manual steps and the quality control and sorting of good and bad product. So literally the operator only loads paper and trays into the machine and removes filled trays. So, he was saying that this also paves the way to a cell type manufacturing concept because it makes it so efficient and easy, you know, paper and trays in, trays out, you know, you can have time to do some other things with other equipment, and it greatly increases throughput as well. And this is another one. This is kind of niche, but really cool. This is a deck making unit and a card pile stacker. The big value in die cutting is handling large amounts of finished products like cards, tags, labels with little to no labor. I mean, that's the issue. You got all these small things to manage, you know, and it just usually you're throwing people at it. So these machines perform stacking and wrapping functions in line and can integrate with a die cutter to automatically stack the final products without any added labor. So I thought this was really neat and a huge problem solver with regard to how much human labor ends up being involved. And also just, I mean, to me too, one of the biggest things is that quality control and margin for error that can happen once lots of people are reaching and grabbing and stacking. You just really have such a margin for error there. So Lance was saying that, you know, cutting small products from large sheets at high rates creates a need for stacking and sorting, which is a huge challenge. So, you know, if you don't have that machine automation, the only solution is for more people to stack the product on the back end. So next I want to move to software and Internet of Things. You know, software is really the foundation of a lot of what is driving what we're doing with driving these different machines and automation. Software is kind of the underpinning in a lot of this. And as we were talking about earlier, the Internet of Things is powerful. So this was from Don talking about IceLink, you know, that primarily PXNet was focused on JDF setup, and IceLink takes advantage of Internet of Things And it's monitoring the efficiencies of the equipment and the operation, and really looking at improving overall efficiencies. And also, I think this is one of the most important things, staying ahead of potential issues that could cause unnecessary downtime. So it's different types of connectedness and pulling from Internet of Things, as well as other things like automated equipment setup. And I just wanted to mention, with regard to an industry-wide push for integrated systems, networked machines, automation, here are just a few, and I mean a few, of the systems that are in use right now for improving finishing and automation. So all of these different companies have really great systems that are really powering a lot of this connectedness and networking as well. And this goes on and on, but I thought I'd highlight a few here. This is from Julie Watson of Ultimate Technographics. Print manufacturing is under massive pressure due to faster turnaround on short runs and is increasingly susceptible to a shortage of trained staff. So, you know, speaking from the customer's perspective, her customers are saying that once you move toward finishing automation, you never want to go back. That enhanced productivity and increased throughput is a game changer. And I absolutely believe that. So powerful stuff. So let's move on to packaging and shipping. That's a good category. They're all good though. This is the Hycon Beam 2C. And this is specifically for the corrugated market. So I've been certainly seen in action the Hycon Beam, love the machine. This is cool because this is the 2C for corrugated. This is basically answers the stringent market requirements for corrugated packaging, which is non-crush processed, customizable, to be able to enable right sizing and lightweighting of packaging. That's a huge thing, especially with all the online ordering going on here. So right sizing and lightweighting of packaging. You know, it's strong enough to allow also the ability for the products to be shipped in their own box. You know, just lots of requirements here that this is accomplishing. So this is a nonstop feed, crease, laser cut, strip, waste removal, and stacking for corrugated. So this is actually going to be available in two versions. There's a pallet feed standard configuration and a field upgradable nonstop feeding, stacking, and waste removal configuration. So very cool. And by the way, this runs at a speed of up to 4,000 B1 sheets per hour. So speedy too. This is from Sheila at Hycon. Reduced dependence on outsourcing is key. So some Hycon customers have seen an uptick in the volume of work they've received due to their ability to produce packaging in-house without the dependence on outsourced die making and other services. And I absolutely believe that. This is something cool from Colbus. This is their AutoBox system. And this is an inline digital printing, it's inline printing and cutting of a short run sheet fed boxes. So the sheets go in and it can actually print on them and cut them. I just thought this was neat for kind of shorter run. I really liked this one, especially with all the demands that are happening with, you know, shipping and boxing and you name it. So I thought this was just something interesting to share with everyone. And I do love the ability to print and cut on the boxes. So I thought that was neat. Another one from Colbus. This is luxury packaging category. And this is called the Colbus Box Line. And this is a modular system. And it was designed for versatile, flexible production of luxury packaging. And so all of the box components are processed in line. This system can make up to 40 complete boxes per minute. And, you know, it can be configured in different ways. This has, you know, a grooving machine, corner puncher, box maker, magnet inserter, you know, liner, you name it. So I just thought, what a fascinating machine and a an example of just full automation of luxury packaging. Pretty exciting. All right. Next category, direct mail. I like this category. This one, this is an MBO product. This was, this is the DPS 60. And this is a unique soft anvil dynamic perf and score unit for their web finishing lines. Admittedly, I had never heard of a soft anvil unit, so I sheepishly asked Lance about that. And for anyone who's interested, they made a unit with a soft anvil side. And the soft anvil material is self-healing for millions of impressions. So the perf blade can go through the paper and make a clean perf cut into the soft anvil material, unlike steel on steel. And the same process can be used with a rounded blade for scoring. So this unit allows scoring across the web prior to the buckle folds, which helps eliminate cracking on digitally printed products. It's completely automated, can read barcodes and call up score and perf patterns. Faster make ready, adds embellishment, eliminates right angle turns, and increases machine speed. So I just thought this was super, super, super cool. And yeah, now I know what a soft anvil is as well. this one is, I just think this is actually one of my favorite discoveries while researching this topic for everybody. This is the B&R Mall FlexCut 760 system. And I love this for direct mail, especially now. So the laminated card market has always been seen as a great way of offering deals to customers with discount cards or promotions. And I think now more than ever, as companies are trying to motivate people to spend, I think that the, you know, those gift cards and coupon cards and things are pretty important. So with this new rotary die cutter line, you have the ability to thermal laminate, rotary die cut, strip the waste, and deliver the finished product ready to go to the customer in one pass. So they've basically taken three processes down to one: lamination, die cutting, and stripping. And the system can handle substrates from 8 to 30 point. And it's also great for anyone who's producing hospital IDs, insurance cards, school IDs, anything like that. So I love how practical and efficient this is. So very cool. And actually, this is a quote from Kevin Mall over at B&R Mall. We're seeing many printers jumping on an opportunity to help small, medium, and large businesses market and advertise during these times of COVID. So laminated card market has always been seen as a great way of offering deals to customers. So I really like how this also marries well with what's going on in the world too. It seems like a nice opportunity to offer value to customers. So good stuff. Richard, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Right. It's a quick message from our sponsor. Today's session is co-sponsored by Mueller Martini. Smart production is critical in today's digital finishing environment. As shorter runs, even down to book of one, become more commonplace and workflows become more complex. That's why Mueller Martini's Finishing 4.0 principles of automation, connectivity, variability, touchless workflow, and hybrid systems are embodied throughout a digital solutions portfolio that delivers ultra-efficient production of saddle-stitched or perfect-bound products for either hardcover or softcover applications. And for more information, visit www.muellermartini.com. And we thank Mueller Martini for helping us bring this session to you today. And now, back to Trish.
Awesome. Thanks. Yes, very, very special thanks to our sponsors today. Okay. So I wanted to kind of wrap things up with some COVID ideas and strategies that I thought were really interesting. One of the things when I reached out to all of these companies was that I also asked them if they were doing anything different, interesting, or had ideas and thoughts with regard to what's going on in the world and how their customers, how they're helping their customers, you know, throughout this whole ordeal. So got some interesting things. This was Lynn Cullifson Skodix, and she was talking about how people are home feeling isolated and wanting to stay in touch through birthdays, holidays, other occasions. They've definitely seen the rise in the web to print segment. not only from potential customers, but of course from existing customers that are already in that segment. So Skodex is leveraging their ability to create special effects and add value and enhance the experience of sending and receiving mail. And I would argue that the impact of mail right now is even higher than it normally is. People have more time to spend. The mail moment has become an event in households and a welcome connection to the outside world. So Skodex has put together a web to print sample kit for printers, and Lynn sent me one, and it's really, really nice. They also have Skodex also, by the way, with regard to web to print, they have the Skodex W2P software offering, and that's designed for the web to print market and increases the productivity of the Skodex Ultra presses by offloading and automating file pre-processing. So they're also making it easier and more efficient in the web to print space, and they've got this really nice web to print kit for printers. And it's really all about kind of leveraging that experience, the tangibility of the media, and there's a ton of neuroscientific information behind this as well with regard to how people respond to printed media and how it increases brand loyalty, lots of other things. So I think what they're doing is really, really powerful. This was from Kevin Mall when asked about their approach with COVID. And he said that they've been turning their rotary die cutter system into a roll-fed system that can take the PET materials and die cut the face shields via a magnetic cylinder and flexible die plate or an engraved die roll. So after the masks are die cut and stripped out of the matrix, waste is rewound, and then they can recycle the waste. So I thought that was a pretty cool example of being able to quickly adapt and convert your systems to meet the current needs that are going on right now. So I thought that was pretty neat too. I also talked to MGI, Kevin at MGI, and he was telling me that the MGI marketing team had an idea that they could embellish face shields with cool foil designs to help bring a little bit of joy to doctors, nurses, especially the patients as well. And they sat down and made a few prototypes of superhero face shields as a nod to the doctors and nurses who are on the front lines, that kind of superhero theme. And the response from the internet and social media was enormous. So they did a second round of creative with a few Star Wars prototypes to go with the theme, May the Fourth Be With You. And they also ended up adding a Wonder Woman mask by popular request as well. And so it did really well on social media, and now hospitals, teachers, students, all reaching out to ask where they can get these amazing designs. So because they don't own the licensing rights to, obviously, to, Marvel and Star Wars and all of that, they aren't selling or distributing the masks themselves. Instead, they pushed the idea out to customers who are making face shields and who have agreements in place with distributors and brands, or who can generate creative art to embellish the shields, because it tested so well. So it all happened very recently. So right now their customers are springing into action to get this new product off the ground. So fun, creative, really cool use of the technology. And I also think a brilliant use of social media to generate buzz and then to really show, customers that they're, and to, to kind of just prove that there is some demand for this. So thought that was pretty interesting. And this is Kevin at MGI. He said, right now we're pitching new creative and relevant applications that can help printers make money and differentiate themselves to the market. So a few final thoughts for everyone. What I can say from reaching out to probably, 15 different companies, I could not get to everybody, and my apologies. I know there are a lot of amazing finishing technologies out there. I just could not get to everybody with limited time and, the time it takes to do the research, but I'm seeing definitely an industry-wide commitment to finishing automation, and that's so incredibly exciting. To see everything networking together, working together, and the success and the efficiency of being able to then, really take advantage of the high speed equipment, all the way up the chain. So that's really, really exciting. Robots and cobots definitely have arrived. We're seeing proof of that, not only at events, but in through other types of equipment that's being developed, the stackers, palletizers, all sorts of cool things going on. I think the cobot scenario we're going to see a lot of in our industry, the ability for humans to work, you know, side by side with these little effective little robots that are going to make everything more efficient. Automation is definitely about more than just automating tasks. We're seeing that. I think a lot of the different systems that I shared today is really proof that it's really all about also, you know, foreseeing possible downtime on equipment. It's about quality, efficiency, being able to better plan jobs, you name it. So it's that kind of holistic approach that we're seeing through all of these different great examples today that I think is really, really powerful. And lastly, I would say there is way too much innovation to talk about and share in a short time period. And that's a really good thing, I think. I think there's much more to explore, and it's exciting to see just how broad and you know, that the reach is and how many different companies are taking this on and solving problems. To me, the biggest benefit is solving problems, you know, and I think that's just really exciting. So I'm very, very encouraged with what I'm seeing. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I would encourage everyone to, you know, watch the replay, take notes, do a deeper dive. All of these companies have videos and things to watch. I couldn't embed everything. I couldn't share everything. I couldn't share every feature that everybody has. So I just want to encourage you to dig a little deeper and to look into the things that are interesting to you. And with that, I will turn it over to Richard.
All right, we're a few minutes short, so be sure to send in your questions. I know Trish was very, very thorough, so you might have trouble thinking up some. One question I do have, I know you touched briefly on MGI and Skodix, talking about, you know, what they're doing during the current crisis. Maybe you could just say a few words about embellishments just in general, what you've been seeing in the market, some new systems that you've seen, how people are using, and just sort of that kind of, just sort of a little update on embellishments.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say on embellishments is just the potential there to provide value of, you know, and the printed piece for customers. And I think I think there's a bit of an education that has to happen with the clients and making them realize that using these different embellishments, it's not going to mean learning lots of new software, or, you know, it's not going to be problematic from that standpoint or difficult, and that they can do small things to create big results. So, you know, it can be anything from, you know, specialized coatings and UV or things like that, to different digital techniques like we're seeing from Skodix and MGI, the ability to have variable foil. People just don't even believe that can actually happen. Some of the different effects that can be created. And, you know, a lot of these things can be done within, you know, print budgets that people have for direct marketing. And, you know, I would say that you can just get a lot more attention with these little details that can be added to your print materials. So, you know, I don't think there's ever been a better time to stand out in the mail to begin with. And people have the time to look through the materials. So I think it's also a part of relationship building and brand building and customer loyalty to send tangible materials that they can experience. So many great things that can be done, and an opportunity to leverage, all of those different features and effects and things.
Great. So does anybody have any further questions? I think everybody started the 3-day weekend early today.
Yeah.
I know one takeaway I'm going to have from this session is the term soft anvil, which I had never heard before. Would have made Wile E. Coyote's life a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Right, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yep. We learned something today.
Indeed. All right. If nobody has any further questions, I guess the lights go down on our Technology Outlook Week. You can revisit any or all of these sessions on their respective Technology Outlook pages on whatthethink.com. Oh, we have one question.
Oh, boy.
A lot of tension here. Please confirm if the corrugated cutter is laser.
Which are you talking about, the Hicon Beam 2C?
Yes.
Yes. That is laser.
All right.
Yep, great. And definitely worth looking into.
Cool. All right, just a reminder, you can visit all these sessions. Go back and rewatch them on the whatthethink.com Technology Outlook pages. If you could switch to the next slide, please.
Sure.
We are continuing next month our monthly Lunch and Learn webinar series. So on June 24th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, we will be talking about the results of our top 100 small printer survey. And we're still wrangling some guests for that. So be sure to keep an eye out for more details about that session. And next slide. And one final plug for our updated special report. We updated our original Printing Outlook 2020 report, which we had originally released in January in the before times, and have since updated it with new data on the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on the industry and our best guesses as to how it's going to impact the economy at large and the industry itself by the end of 2020 and beyond. So to get your copy, go to store.whatthethink.com. And it just remains for me to thank Trish Witkowski for presenting today's session.
It has been my pleasure. Thanks.
And thanks to Ultimate Technographics and Mueller Martini for sponsoring this webinar. And thank you all for attending. And we hope you really got a lot out of these Technology Outlook Week sessions. So stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully we'll see you back here next month. Take care, all.